The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, everybody. Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog. You can find lots and lots of past blogs there and also past podcasts there. So give them a read or a listen. And today we are going to talk about fall care for rhubarb. I love rhubarb. It is such a delicious vegetable slash fruit. Rhubarb usually gets your full attention in the spring as a spring vegetable slash fruit. It's a vigorously growing plant as well. But you know something? Fall is the perfect time to give it some care. A little fall care now ensures that your perennial vegetable wakes up strong and productive in just a few short months. Yes, it's a perennial vegetable, or fruit. Cut it down now or take care of it now and it comes back next spring and the spring after that and the spring after that. In fact, my rhubarb is from my parents' garden and they first planted their rhubarb back in the 1950s. So yes, it comes back every year and you can divide it and give it to your children and it could be a 100-year-old rhubarb plant at some point. Anyway, enough about my rhubarb. Let's get on to the quick list of what you can do this fall to prepare for a huge harvest of rhubarb next spring. Number one, clean up your leaves. So a frost in your area is imminent. Well, unless you're, you know, down in Georgia or Florida or something like that. Well, even in Georgia, you probably have frosts. And your rhubarb leaves, when they experience that frost, will collapse. And they'll end up as a mushy pile of leaves and will slowly desiccate if you don't clean them up. Don't let them get that far. Don't let them become a mushy pile of leaves. Don't let them become debris in your garden. As soon as you see those rhubarb plants succumb to cold weather, remove the leaves from the plant, discard them. If they remain in place, this is what's going to happen. They're going to become a home for diseases and pests, and those diseases and pests will overwinter in a nice cozy pile of dead leaves, and will come back next spring even stronger. We don't want that. We want you to clean up your leaves, take away the homes for the diseases and those bad pests, right? Yes. Are we going to put these on the compost pile? Sure. Some, not all of them. Now remember, the leaves of a rhubarb plant contain oxalic acid. And if you have too much oxalic acid in your compost pile, that's not a good thing. It can be a little toxic. Do I have any studies to back that up? I don't at my fingertips, but I bet the interwebs could probably say I'm correct. So what you're going to do is either dispose of them in the trash, a few in the compost pile. If you have a wild hedge like I do, you can just throw some in there, like scatter them around. Okay, so that's the first thing you do is clean up your leaves. Second thing you do, clear off the rhubarb's crown. So the crown is that bit of the chunk of rhubarb, of the underneath rhubarb, the rhubarb that's under your soil. It's the crown is the part that is just at the surface. You're going to take off any debris that might be there, any leaves that are crowding it or growing on it, any weeds that might be around, clean it off. So again, you're going to clear away any debris that you find. Like I said, weeds, small leaves, rhubarb leaves. Again, removing places where pests and diseases can live. And also, apparently, slugs like to overwinter there as well. Get rid of all of that stuff. Okay, this is an optional step, but one that you might do if your rhubarb's several years old. You will divide your rhubarb. Once the leaves are gone, it's a good time to thin out your rhubarb patch. If your plant is more than 5 years old or so, it's becoming a little crowded, isn't it? Because they grow bigger and bigger under the ground every year. And then the leaves get wider and wider every year. So old or crowded crowns can also lead to slower production. Thinning them out now is a good way to help your rhubarb regenerate and rejuvenate for next spring. You're going to divide your rhubarb crown by lifting it up at, lifting it up out of the soil. You're going to do that with a spade and just cut it into sections with at least one healthy bud at each crown. Replant that in a separate space in a well-prepared patch of soil, one that is well-draining and one that you have thrown some compost into, a little hole that with some compost. Or share your rhubarb love. Just share it with other friends, family. You know, I got mine from my parents. I've also divided mine and given it to some friends. It's a nice plant to share. And then, second to last thing you're going to do is you're going to feed it. You're going to feed your rhubarb. Rhubarb requires a lot of nutrients to support all that lush foliage in the summertime. So you're going to give your rhubarb a leg up for next spring by providing it with some food this fall. Put down a layer of compost or well-rutted manure around the plant, around the crown, taking care to keep it away from the crown of the plant. All that yummy compost or whatever it is you put down will break down over the wintertime, and those nutrients will be available for the plant as it begins to grow in spring. Okay, the last thing you're going to do is you're going to mulch. So your rhubarb crowns will appreciate mulch, just a light layer of something like straw or shredded leaves or some compost. This will help protect your rhubarb crowns from those cycles of freezing and thawing. And those freeze-thaw cycles can be damaging to your plant. So we don't want that happening. This little insulation will really help your plant survive through the winter. Just wait, however, to lay down your mulch until the ground is consistently cool, but before it has frozen solid. This is because you just want it to be a little bit cooler so that mulch doesn't get to be too, you know, musty or damp or anything like that. So this checklist might take you about an hour to do, if you're lucky. I think you are. But it is an hour well spent. And by next spring, you're putting your rhubarb into an excellent position for a wonderful harvest next June. So that's it. That's all I have to say about rhubarb for now. And until next time, you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.